Get motivated, get inspired, and get empowered on Motivations with Gloria Radio Show. It's Beach Boogie and Blues in stereo on 105.9 and 1070 in Greenville, 95.7 in New Bern, 101.1 in Jacksonville, and all day on beachboogieandblues.com. So stay tuned for an exciting show. Hi, this is Gloria Taylor, your host for Motivations with Gloria. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the show. Through my show, you will encounter a wonderful experience through great music, motivational moments, celebrity interviews, and straight talk with Gloria.
Support Motivations with Gloria by sending your donation to P.O. Box 12272, Jacksonville, North Carolina. That's P.O. Box 12272, Jacksonville, North Carolina. Or visit our website at Motivations with an S with Gloria Radio Show.com. This is Motivations with an S with Gloria Radio Show.com. And make a donation today. It's Motivations with Gloria.
You're wondering how you survived and what kept you alive. I come to let you know that you just born blessed.
Listen, y'all.
through grace, I survived. He healed me.
Get motivated, get inspired, and get empowered on Motivations with Gloria Radio Show. It's Beach Boogie and Blues in stereo on 105.9 and 1070 in Greenville, 95.7 in New Bern, 101.1 in Jacksonville, and all day on beachboogieandblues.com. So stay tuned for an exciting show.
On Saturday, August the 11th, 2018, the St. James Baptist Church will host a family fun day event on the church grounds. This event will be family-oriented and extended to everyone in the community. They are asking that local businesses and service organizations to partner with them for this event by donating financially or contributing in-kind donations of their choosing. They're wanting to serve approximately 200 people, including children, at this event. They're seeking to bridge the gap and promote a nonviolence approach to solving problems. They will be having wonderful guests such as the county commissioner, House representatives, police chiefs, city councilmen, and radio broadcast personalities. In addition, they will be having the Mobile County Health Department to provide a health clinic on site for the community. They're asking for your support today of food donations, back to school items, and monetary contributions for the event to be a success. For more information, contact Ms. Erica Jackson at 251-513-1566. Again, Ms. Erica Jackson at 251-513-1566. Looking forward to a family fun day at St. James Baptist Church, 2846 St. James Drive, Mobile, Alabama, with the Reverend Dr. Keith Moore, Pastor. Welcome to Motivations with Gloria. I have here on the line with me Erica Jackson and Reverend Dr. Keith Moore, Pastor of St. James Missionary Baptist Church. Welcome to Motivations with Gloria.
Thank you for having us.
So we're here today to bring awareness about the great things that St. James Missionary Baptist Church is doing, and I am just delighted to be one of the sponsors. I just want to be a blessing to your ministry to be able to bring awareness to this event, and prayerfully, I hope that this be an annual event, because I think the more you do it, the better it will be each year thereafter. And it's called Community Fun Day. So, Pastor, I want to start with you, Pastor Moore. Kind of tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been in the ministry, and why this Community Fun Day that you guys got coming up here on August the 11th.
Okay, well, I'm from place called Valley, Alabama, and I only been in Mobile going on 5 years, and I started preaching at the age of 7 years old and started pastoring at the age of 16, and I am a pastor, evangelist, teacher, preacher. And also, I'm a gospel recording artist.
Well, how about that? That's wonderful.
Thank you. And so we are excited, along with Sister Erica Jackson, to have our first annual fun day for the church as well as the community, the Crichton area, back to school fun day. Not only for the young people, but our elder people as well.
That is so wonderful. So let me ask you, Sister Erica, I've been speaking with you and conversing with you. What motivates you? Because my show is called Motivations with Gloria. We motivate, we educate, and we inspire our listeners worldwide here in Eastern North Carolina and all over the world, as I said before. What motivated you to want to do this Community Fun Day?
Well, it started with my pastor, him wanting to be able to reach out to the community and the things that he wants to do around coming to Mobile, being fairly new in there. So my thoughts was he wanted us to come up with something that would help the community. That's kind of where everything started.
That is so wonderful. And just to name a few of the individuals that you guys got to partake in this wonderful occasion. Kind of name some of those people so the people in Mobile will understand the importance of this Community Fund Day, while at the same time they're being educated about different things that probably be going on in your area that they may not have known about, but by you guys putting on this wonderful event here, kind of tell us some of the individuals coming and what's going to be done.
Some of the things that are going to be done, we're going to have American Cancer Society, we're going to have the Community Board of Health coming out doing health checks. We're going to have sickle cell checks because a lot of people don't know that they have the trait, and the education on sickle cell itself, that is a hard disease on the people in the area, some people with sickle cell.
Oh, that is so wonderful. And Pastor Moore, being in the ministry, being the pastor of your wonderful organization there, your church itself, and covering so many people within that ministry, how is this important to you?
Well, it's so important to bring the community together, to let the people know that St. James Missionary Baptist Church is there to minister to their spiritual needs as well as their physical needs. Every Wednesday at 12 noon, we have Bible study for those that can't come out in the evening time. And certainly on Sunday morning, we have Sunday school at 9 a.m. We have a children class, a women class, a men class. And we just try to minister to the spiritual needs of the people and as well as the physical needs.
And I see here that this event's going to include lots of food, activities, school supplies, and like again, as Ms. Jackson said, health checks, all those great things. How do we reach back, Pastor Moore, even in doing this Community Fund Day, grab the attention of our young people to see the importance of being in the house of the Lord?
Well, I think one is to make ourselves available to the young people as well as the elder people and try to bridge a gap from the young as well to the old people, because you know we all can learn or glean from one another.
That is so true, because see, the elderly has already laid that foundation. By them already laying the foundation for our young people to understand the importance of having those individuals in their lives. But nowadays, our young people seem to be so far away from wanting to be in the house of God. Here on Motivations, that's one thing that I really key into every Sunday morning is the importance of our young people. What do we need to do as a community? This Community Fund Day is going to help a lot of them to see that they need to be in the house of the Lord, to have that foundation, to have that spiritual guidance, to learn the importance of obedience. Is there anything else you could think of that can minister to them?
Another thing is one of our vision is not only to bring people out to worship, but my vision one day to have a computer room at our church so we can have what we call a tutoring ministry for the young people as well as seniors, and come to the church after school, get on the computer, do their homework. Maybe we can have retired school teachers that come by to offer their services. Because I believe the hymnologist said to serve this present age, my calling to fulfill. And so we are here to minister to the spiritual and the physical. So that's one of my dreams, to have at the church, and pray God that it will come to fruition one day.
Well, I do believe that God is a God of promises. And if that is your desire, Pastor Moore, the Lord will see fit for that as long as we make provision and reach out to the community on the show here, letting them know what the unmet needs are in that community and what your heart desires is. This clarity call out to the community, not only of Mobile, Alabama, but Eastern North Carolina and worldwide. Give them your contact information. So if anyone would like to sow a seed or donate anything towards this goal, they can feel free to do so. So how could they get in contact with your ministry?
Our address to the church is 2846 St. James Drive, Mobile, Alabama, 36607. And they can contact me at area code 706-957-6120.
Give that number one more time.
Okay, 706, area code 957-6120.
Anybody out there that is listening, I encourage you to be a blessing to the ministry. You know, faith without works is dead. So we have faith enough to believe that somebody else has a heart to give, a heart to donate, a heart to help with this community fund day. And any way they can, we will greatly appreciate it. I'm just so glad to have encountered you, Reverend Moore, and Sister Erica Jackson. You know our relationship. I love you to pieces. So is there anything else you would like to say, Erica? Because you have been running hard with this. What would you care to say? Is there anything else you would like to say?
I just want to invite everybody to come out and join us on our fun day. And our goal is to bring the community, not only the communities, but the churches. You know, bring the people back to the church. That's our goal. That's our mission, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, well, I want to thank you guys for being here on Motivations with Gloria.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Support Motivations with Gloria by sending your donation to P.O. Box 12272, Jacksonville, North Carolina. That's P.O. Box 12272, Jacksonville, North Carolina. Or visit our website at Motivations with an S with Gloria Radio Show.com. That's Motivations with an S with Gloria Radio Show.com. And make a donation today. It's Motivations with Gloria.
Zion, rejoice!